Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Tonight is a most fascinating story, and it's based on what it says that the Jewish people are special people because they are people who know the shofar. Of course, we know about hearing the shofar, but in one particular place, it describes the Jewish people as people who know the shofar. So what is the difference between hearing the shofar or blowing the shofar and knowing the shofar? Now, the truth is that there's a beautiful story about it, and it involves the brother of the Alter Rebbe. His name was, I don't remember. Sorry about that. But he was a tzaddik. He was a righteous person, but he was not a Rebbe. When the Alter Rebbe was nistalek, when the Alter Rebbe passed away, the question was, who should be the next Rebbe? And this brother of the Alter Rebbe was somebody that many Chassidim considered to be the most holy person in the generation. And he was indeed a very holy person. And many people wanted him to be the next Rebbe. But he himself did not want to be the next Rebbe. He didn't want to be. He apparently knew that he was not the person for the job. He wanted that the Alter Rebbe's son, Dov Ber, should become the Rebbe, who actually he did become the Rebbe eventually. But it was quite a while that there was uncertainty about it. Now, when people came and asked him to be Rebbe, he said like this, "It's true that I'm the Alter Rebbe's brother, but Dov Ber is the next Rebbe." And in fact, when Dov Ber himself discussed it with this brother of the Alter Rebbe, he said, "Until now, I was your uncle, but now I'm your chassid." So even though he was much older than Dov Ber, he was his uncle, and he was known as a very holy person, but he recognized himself that he was not meant to be the Rebbe. He said, I'm your uncle, but I'm your chassid." And so he insisted that Dov Ber should be the next Rebbe, and he did become the next Rebbe. And this brother of the Alter Rebbe, he, when he became older and he couldn't walk very well, he made his own minyan in his home or his shul, and people came to help him with his minyan. And it was a minyan which met every day, maybe more than once a day, and including Yom Tovim. Whenever he could, he would come to his nephew to hear Chassidus. But regularly speaking, he had his own minyan. Now, what does this have to do with the shofar? Because people asked him, "What made you decide that Rabbi Dov Ber should be the Rebbe?" And he said, "Because when I heard Dov Ber blow the shofar, I observed him, I watched him, and I heard him. I realized that he was a person who fulfilled the idea of knowing the shofar, that his kavana, his intention, and his understanding of what the shofar is really about is so deep that, okay, in my shul, somebody blows shofar. It's true, somebody blows shofar. They blow shofar." And probably the person in his shul was not an ordinary person, but probably had plenty of kavana also. But compared to Rabbi Dov Ber, the Middle Rebbe, the second Chabad Rebbe, known as the Middle Rebbe, even though he was really the second Rebbe, the brother of the Alter Rebbe said, he is a person who knows shofar. You can see that he really, really understands the deepest ideas of what shofar is. Now, when we all go to shul, most of us are not so familiar with what the shofar is all about. The truth is that this Taita does not say the reason. The Taita just says to blow shofar, to hear shofar. But there are many reasons attached to it. Some of them, for example, reminding us of the Akedah. The Akedah is Yitzchak, the binding of Yitzchak, where at the last minute there was a ram that came so that the ram should be the carbon and not Yitzchak. There's also opinions that it has to do with Matan Taita, to remind us of the great shofar that blew at Matan Taita, the giving of the Taita. Also, that it reminds us of the great shofar sound that will be at the time of the Geula. reminds us of the Geula. And also that is the sound of the trumpets that play at the coronation of the king, when the king is crowned. And Rosh Hashanah is the day that we're crowning Hashem king, because it's the same day that Adam and Chava recognized Hashem was the king of the world, and they proclaimed him to be the king of the world, of the universe. So therefore, every year we also do that. And Hashem renews the world on Rosh Hashanah. He renews the creation on Rosh Hashanah. Really, every day and every moment, as Chassidus teaches us, the world is being recreated. But in a much more general way, every Rosh Hashanah. So this is what it means to know the shofar. Rather than just blow the shofar or hear the shofar, try to really get an understanding of what hearing shofar really means. So Hashem should help that when the shofar is blown, that it will really signal the geula and all the other things that it symbolizes and reminds us of. And I would encourage everybody who can to blow the shofar for people that will not otherwise hear it. Perhaps in your neighborhood there are Jewish people that are not so familiar with Torah and mitzvahs. And if you don't blow shofar for them, or somebody doesn't blow shofar for them, maybe they won't actually hear shofar. So whatever we can do to reach out to others and encourage others to take part in the great mitzvah, tekiyah shofar, shmiyah kol shofar, hearing the voice of the shofar, we should definitely try to do that. And may that help, that very, very quickly we'll all hear the sound described in the pasuk, "Tekab shofar gadol lechayrusenu," that Hashem, please sound the great shofar for our freedom, signaling the geula. May it happen immediately, especially through our learning of Torah and doing mitzvahs, especially on this very, very last day of the year of Hakel, the year in which, if we had a Beis Hamikdash and a revealed Melech, we would be gathered together the previous Sukkos in the Beis Hamikdash to hear the Melech read from the Torah. And this whole year has been a year of Hakel, a year of gathering. And tonight, Friday, the day of Friday, just before Rosh Hashanah, is the last day of Hakel until 7 years from now. So may we all be gathered together to the Beis Hamikdash with Mashiach. May it happen immediately. And thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.